Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I was super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it if you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. A lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To reach the recording has started.
Hey.
Hey.
Wait a minute. Everything was backed up. Here we go.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown. in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT. Super fantastic family. Today is Monday, June 27, 2022. Raven 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. It is a marvelous Monday morning. For a lot of people I know, it's a mysterious Monday morning. But we'll see what happens. All right, Ray, did we send out anything?
No, nothing went out for the weekend activities. So you'll have to update.
You didn't tell them all the stuff I told you this weekend?
No, man, I was busy. You know, I was in the pool.
Oh. Okay. Anyway, guys, I didn't tell them nothing. We just messed. Anyway, listen, let me tell you guys this, though, because some of you guys just straight out tripping and stressing, and I know you have reasons, too, because everybody's life is different and everybody's going through something, including me, whether you know it or not, but we all going through something. But we have got to... be able to relax our mind, enjoy the moment or some times of day. Because if I said it once, I said it 1,000 times. And if I said it yesterday, I said it for the last 15 years. We don't control any of this. We don't. And nothing we say or do is going to control any of this. So all we can do is plan for when it happens and live throughout the day the best we can until it happens. So I got a call from a guy I hadn't heard from in a year, almost two yesterday. I'm just telling you guys because I know. Even if you don't know, I know. And he shocked me when I got the call. And he's saying, hey, I haven't been on the calls. I haven't been listening. I want to know, is it time for me just to get rid of this dinar, or should I still keep it? Of course, I said, keep it. What are you talking about? Should you get rid of it? Keep it. He said, yeah, but I've been going through things, you know, on February 11th. My wife was hospitalized, which is the same day my wife was hospitalized. And then he said a week later, I couldn't even walk. I was hospitalized. I had to have spine surgery. She had to have surgery last year. And it's just been terrible. Everything they've been going through. Daughter got sick. Oh, and his middle son died. It's been terrible. So everybody is going through something. I don't care what you're going through. There's always somebody else who has it worse. But the fact is, he called me because he wanted to know, what do I do with this stuff? Or do I just keep going on? And I told him. I said, you hold on to it because you've held on to it this long. Why would you sell it? Even as morbid as it sounds, because it is, if you don't see it, what about your kids, your grandkids? There still will be a future you're providing for them that you can't do right now. It's already paid for, so why would you sell it? We're already going through the life that we're going through. So why would we give up the only opportunity we have for it to change? Whether that's today, tomorrow, next week, or next year. Why give up that one opportunity that we have struggled so hard for so long? And he said, you know what? I already knew that. I just wanted to hear you say it. So I know it again. Okay. You heard me say it. Hold on to it. as everybody should, and no, we just have to live our life until it happens, because there's nothing else we can do. Nothing. I mean, as far as the dinar, the dong, the zem, the rupia, any of them, we don't control any of them. We just prepare for the future that we're going to have. All right. So that's the first thing. I know this weekend was confusing. It was confusing because the guy in Iraq who lives in Iraq, who's posting stuff to you guys, said it wasn't going to happen for another 5 years or 20 years. Said, you know, Iraq's in a terrible situation, which they are, and we know they are. The citizen, the government, everybody else. Well, when you guys hear that, and they tell you there's no possible way it's going to happen, this is what the government's doing, you have to realize he is telling you the truth, telling you his truth. And by his truth, I mean he is telling you what a citizen from Iraq is looking at. And how they look at it, how they feel about it. So we can't get mad at it. We just have to say, man, if I was on the street in Iraq, I'd probably feel that same way. It's no different than citizens of the United States who don't know what the government has planned, who don't know what's going on in Congress, the State Department, who don't know what the 5-year projection is for the United States or the 50-year projection. And believe me, there's a bunch of them walking around here, don't have a clue. And that's why they're so negative to everything that's going on. I'm talking about here in the U.S. So when people call me, they send me these videos, because trust me, they do both. What is this about? What is he talking about? Is he right? Blah, blah, blah. It's his truth. I can't condemn him, just like a whole lot of other people. All I can say is, guys, if I was a citizen of Iraq and everything was looking even just the way that we see it, that would be what I would conclude. This is just a cluster up, you know. I said, uck, U-C-K, because it's all ucked up, all right? And everything that they're doing over there. But here's the difference. We know things that the Iraqi people don't know. We know things that the Iraqi citizen doesn't know. We are on the outside looking in, so we get a bigger view of the picture, where we could understand it. It's like, you know, people in California, 99% of the people in California have no clue what's going on in New York City. None. They don't even know how they live. To ask yourself, how can you walk the street every day, 30 days out the month, and never see a tree? How do you do that? Never see a running river. And more importantly, most of them don't even own cars because they can't find anywhere to park them. So that's a totally different life. But people from the outside can see the whole United States and think, man, I don't care where you live in the U.S., you got a good life going on compared to the rest of the world. Because you absolutely do. So he's in Baghdad, or is it, and he's looking at it from that point of view. There's other things happening all around the country, Portland, the contacts that the government have, the agreements that they have, the investors waiting on the sideline to get in, the other countries, that's a whole different animal. And it gives us a different perspective than what he is. What we're getting from our side from our banks, from our treasury people, from our exchange people, you know, from Forex people, is totally different from what the Iraqi citizen is getting, because they're not getting any of that. So they really don't know. So when I look at it, I just say, man, if I was in his place, I'd probably think the same thing. But I'm not in his place. We're not in his place. We see things a little bit clearer, I think, and at a wider angle. So don't always get excited, depressed, and, oh, my God, it's never going to happen, because we know it is. We know it simply by what Parliament is doing, what their ministers are saying, what Al-Kazimi is doing, the different countries that he's meeting with, the different investments, the groups, the projects that the white paper has initiated. And how is all that going to happen if the RV doesn't happen? It's not. But we go on. Well, you guys want to hear with the food services thing. They said they've already started launching some of the programs that it was put there for. Halfway into it, even though it's not even law yet. But they said when the moment it passed, they got started. They haven't handed out the money, but again, doing everything else. Didn't happen on Saturday. Nothing was in the Gazette. They didn't even take the final vote that they were supposed to take on Saturday. And I don't know when they are, because they didn't say. Unless it's this Thursday. I don't think they did. But it was supposed to be law automatically anyway after 15 days. So we're looking to see what happens on Wednesday if it is actually in the Gazette. Things change. So Al-Kazimi went to Saudi Arabia that we know. He went to Iran. The framework threatened him, told him, don't be making any promises, don't be signing any agreements, and you're not getting a second term. Did you hear that? And you're not getting a second term. And it says, we don't care what Iran says. You're not getting a second term. And for the last 3-4 months, they've been agreeing to give him a second term. Now, all of a sudden, he's not going to get it. The Kurds are saying in the next 48 hours, they're going to have their agreement together for president of the republic. It's in the next 48 hours. They don't know if they're going to name him, because they're negotiating with the framework on everything else. Everything is supposed to happen by the middle of the month. It says after the next holiday. The holiday starts on the 10th. So they're saying they're going to have a government framework, is saying it, this month. So we should start saying, well, not this month, July. I'm sorry. See it by that time. Now, I said all that and can say a whole lot more, but what you want to hear is two of the 5 top banks notified their people yesterday to get ready again for this week. They are preparing again for this week. And don't ask me why, because nothing is said and done over there, unless it is, unless food services is law, and they're going to come out with it this week. But even with what the guy who said that lives over there, that's what I want you to understand. I'm preparing for this to happen. Not in 5 years. Not next year. They're preparing for it to happen right now. As soon as this week is what they were told yesterday. Both banks came back and said, this is what we got. My treasury guy is saying it was already supposed to happen again, but it could be at any moment in time because it's done. So you say, well, why are they saying all that? And today, all the articles out of Iraq, from members of parliament, from the finance director, from everybody, is saying they're not going to change the rate, because that's what they're saying. They're saying the fact that 100 deputies voted to change the rate or signed their name to change the rate means nothing at all. First of all, parliament can't change the rate. It's up to the CBI and what the finance minister did in changing the rate last time was unconstitutional, and no country, they're absolutely right, no other country in the world lets their finance department determine the rate and just arbitrarily change it without their CBI doing it. First time it's ever happened. But we'll see what happens. But that's what they're telling everybody. It'd be too much confusion. We'd lose too much money. We're making a whole bunch of money with our reserves right now. Even though the people are hungry, there's no jobs. They're protesting. They've been demonstrating, not protesting, demonstrating the whole weekend. And they're saying it's going to get worse in the next 48 hours, supposedly. You got all this money telling us we can't have any. And you're not going to change the rate. Well, guys, that's what they're supposed to say. I don't care if they're going to change the rate in 6 months, 6 days, or 6 hours. They're not going to tell you in advance, oh, yeah, we agree with you guys. We're going to change the rate Friday at 3 o'clock. And we've gone over that how many times to say that just doesn't make sense. Why? Because if I knew a dollar was going to be worth $10 on Friday, do you think I would spend that dollar today? No. Nothing in the world I need that bad. But what that would do is crash the economy of an entire country for the next 4 or 5 days, because nobody would spend money. So they're never going to tell them in advance. They're going to tell them afterwards. Until it actually happens, they're always going to deny it every chance they get in public. Every country, Kuwait, Japan, Germany, everybody else denied it until 5 minutes after it happened. So when you see those articles and information, you cannot get the for downtrodden or oh, my God, it's never going to happen, because they're doing what they're supposed to do. We just have to do what we're supposed to do. Make financial good sense, sit back. I mean, plan for what happens when it does. Use that time wisely to build your future. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We don't depend on the dinar to save us from whatever situation we're in. You should know that by now. Anyway, you guys been in 10, 15 years, 2 or 3 years, you can't go week to week saying the dinar is going to save me next week. You have to work that out on your own. This is gravy on the mashed potatoes, you know, dessert after dinner. This is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but it has to rain first in order for that to show up. And we have to hope we can find it. But it's here, it's real, and our country is getting prepared for it. And I would think they would know if it wasn't going to happen for another 4 or 5 years. If it wasn't going to happen for another 2 or 3 years, they would actually know, especially at this point, when all they're waiting for is a government and a budget. All right, Ray, let's get started. You still here?
Ray, my okay, left. Can you hear me now?
Oh, I say Mike fell right. Asleep at all. Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
No. Okay. I was really trying to check out this question. Cookie 41 says there's a choice to pay with Apple Pay when doing the electronic donations. Does the system automatically store our emails? I don't recall seeing anything like that. What about you?
Me either.
Okay.
I don't know that
so
you
we're
can
going to
say with Alphabet.
No, that it doesn't store your emails and just forge the payment on through.
Wait. If you have to fill out your name and everything first with your email, and then it says pay with Apple Pay or instead of that, it's going to keep whatever information you do put in there. I know that. I just don't think you can pay with Apple Pay. I've never seen that. Have you?
No, but I know some members are doing it, but I'm just not sure. It's like a pass-through, and then I believe. So we don't see it on our end as an Apple Pay process.
Oh, wait a minute. I guess you can, because Chris is telling me he always pays with Apple Pay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
Shows you how much we know.
We just look at the other end of it and the company we're using. It's just a handoff internally or something. Okay. Una Azel says, is Citibank still exchanging the Iraqi dinar? If you do not have an account, they will not give anyone any specific answers. Do we know if we can get dinar at Citibank? Anyone? Everyone? Somebody? Tony?
Yeah, as far as I know, you can't. They're still doing it.
Okay.
Buying and selling. But you have to have an account. Take $5, $50, whatever it is, open an account, buy you some dinar. Because I sure hope you're not selling it. All right, what's next?
GP40 says, from your intel and personal opinion, do you feel the rates the banks are giving you will be what we see? Or is there a chance they go back to 1166 or around there for a period of time, then RV again?
No. Okay. That wasn't a rate, 1166. You're talking about the exchange in Iraq or whatever. Not here. I think when the RV happens, they're going to be the numbers that we're seeing, that the bank is giving us, because that's what they're basing on, which, again, is going to be based on the price of oil. Now, what you're asking me, I think, is when Iraq says, let's go back to the exchange rate, is it the 1166 or is it the new RV rate that they're talking about, let's go back to? Because that's all they're discussing, from the 1260 back to 1160, what it was prior to November when they're changing. That's all they're discussing with their people and saying why they can't take it back to that, because it's going to be too confusing to the market. They're going to make you money. I don't care when they change the rate. It's going to be confusing to the market. Whether they go back to 1166 or they go over to $3.46 or $6.45, the market is going to be confused regardless. It's just which one are they truly going to be happy about, which is the RV rate. We got to look at, they go back to 1166. Does all the countries still come in and do business that they're waiting on? Does the white paper even go into effect? Do all the oil companies come in? Visa, MasterCard, that just to get back to 1166? Is that what all this has been about? To get back to a rate they were already at when none of the companies would do business with them? Who does that make sense to? Not to me. What's next?
Speedy says, have the banks been exchanging people lately?
No.
Andy B. says, can you please share the latest rates? We did it on the last call, didn't we? Call before that. I don't remember what you shared, Tom. I know you gave some rate. Want to do it again or look it up?
You want me to look it up?
No, because you probably have it fresh on your brain since you shared it the last time.
No, I don't. I had to go back to the text. Well, the only person you can ask something like that and get immediate response is Tish. She remembers all that. I got to go back and look at it. You know how many conversations I have a day?
Anyway. I think the only one that was different was the dinar. Seems like you gave a different, I can't remember what that rate was. All the other ones were still the same basic rates, guys. 47 cents up to, it was either $2 or $4, but the basic rate was still the same as far as the opening rate. It'd be at 98 cents and upwards. It seemed like dinar had a different opening rate.
Yeah, somebody's going to give it to you tonight. Let's go on to what's next. It's
like you said, it doesn't matter anyway, right? Everybody's going for the 28.50. Okay.
Okay. BND 47. Hold on.
Okay.
Tish sent it to me. You can always rely on mm-hmm. this. BND 47 cents to $4. IQD 447 to 645. IDR 98 cents to 145. And they'll go up and down every day. And that guy, Tony, said that. And the reason being because oil goes up and down every day, and those rates change. That's why they give you a range of rates. So you know. All right. Thank you, Tiz. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay. That takes us to live callers. 754 area code. You are on.
Well, good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. First caller of the day. It's Mahjong Lady from sunny, hot Florida, where summer has arrived. Tony, couple of questions. That meeting that they're having in Kurdistan about seating a government, exactly what is that concerning? Is it for the framework? Is it to keep Kazemi? Or are they nominating someone else?
No. The meeting they're having, first of all, they said they would have their agreement in place, is what they said, 48 hours. That's for the president of the republic, that they get to choose. Then they're having framework is starting meetings today. And they said they would work with the framework to have a new government, as long as they could get some of their concessions. What are their concessions? They're concerned with their 17%, again, that they're put back in the oil, and that they agree the new parliament to make it law so the courts can't overrule it. They want that settled before the new government is put in place. That's what they're going to talk about. The framework is saying they're going to nominate a new prime minister from their list of names. Now, we know Friday they said Maliki. We know Saturday Sadar showed up in parliament and said that's not going to happen. Whether I'm in the government or not, that's not going to happen. So we'll wait and see who they nominate.
Well, since Maliki already served two terms, can they nominate him again? Is that legal?
Not the U.S.
Because in that country, I guess they can do anything they want.
That's right. I said it's not the U.S. There's no restrictions on it.
And if now you said that Sadar said that's not going to happen, is he going to cause an uprising so it doesn't happen?
Absolutely. If he's nominated, you're already, remember I tell you guys, Friday, flyers going out, stickers going up, everything. Even this morning, they're saying a new beginning starts in 48 hours, and nobody knows what it's about. They think it's Sadar starting the uprising 48 hours, but they're not sure. They don't even know who's putting out all these leaflets and this information. But they're saying it's going to start in 48 hours.
All right. As far as the food service law goes, they have 15 days. Those 15 days have come and gone. It still has to appear in the Gazette before it's actually law?
That's what they said. Well, they said 15 days makes it law. supposedly, but nobody going against it, but it still has to be recorded in the Gazette. It wasn't recorded Saturday as we were looking for. So now we wait till Wednesday to see if it's recorded.
Okay, and Lane, this question is for you. I send my checks by mail each month, and one went out on Saturday, but I've never put my email address on it, only my phone number. Do you need the email address, or for when this happens, phone numbers are sufficient for texting?
We're texting, well, the texting part is going to be the tweet that we send out to Twitter.
Right. We all, my husband so is on
that
the Twitter account.
Right.
He is on the Twitter account, but you don't, so you
yes.
don't need me to put the email address on the check when I send it each month.
No, not at the moment.
Okay. All right. Tony, do you really think that we will see this happen this month?
No.
I mean July.
So.
I'm sorry, not June.
Oh.
July. Do you really think July is a month that we could see this happen this year?
I think it is if they do what they say they're going to do. But you know how many times that happens. But of
yeah,
course,
well, 10
the
years
plan
of it.
is that we could absolutely see it next month, before the end of the month. Again, remember, Biden is now going over there 14, 15, 16, I think, with the 3 days that they announced that he'll be over there. They initially wanted this all done and said, because Kazemi is actually going to meet over there with him while he's there. And he wanted all that part figured out. And I can say
right.
no, still tell you, what I said to start the call, the banks were just told yesterday to get their people ready for this week. And the Treasury Department is still saying this could happen at any moment, and it should have happened last week.
Yeah, well, we seem to hear that lately almost every week. My last question has to do with Biden. The announcement he made that he was going to pay down the debt by the end of the year. Could we be waiting till the end of the year for this to happen? Because
no.
that's when he announced
he's
going he to,
pay,
to down pay
the
debt
down? I'm not looking at when he's going to pay it down because I don't know how far he's going to pay it down by the end of the year. Did he say it was going to be zeroed out by the end of the year?
He just said he's paying down the debt. And I don't see any other way to pay it down other than this happening.
I don't either. But he also said he's going to start paying it down the month of June. That's what I heard him say myself. He's going to start paying down the debt the month of June because the plan was for this to be in the month of June. So maybe it goes in July. You can't wait till December and pay off $5 trillion overnight. And that's, you know, our debt is over $20 trillion. So
right.
however much it is, he can't wait till December to get started and say, I paid down the debt. And even beyond that, the election is in November, midterms, and he's
right.
going to do something or change something. He's going to certainly try to make it happen before then.
All right, I have one last question. Do you think, because of the way this happened with Kuwait, do you think that a lot of this information that's being put out, it's 2 years away, 3 years away, 5 years away, we can't get a government, do you think a lot of it is because they're trying to confuse us the way people got confused in Kuwait and tore up their currency and burned their currency? Do you think part of it is that also?
No, I think 2 years ago, they came up with a five-year plan, is what I think. And they've been working on it all of last year. and getting it started. This is the second year. So there's three more years. When you see articles out there saying there's a five-year plan that they're going to work in 5 years, we're already in year two. They can't get what they wanted to get done in 5 years if they don't start for 5 years. So the rate has to change. The jobs have to start. The investments all have to come in for that five-year plan to be completed in year five, which would be now. I think that the confusion is not about you burning your money. It's not about you giving your money back or anything else or the Iraqi people. It's about the economy keep thriving and going. If they told you right now, July 1st, we're going to do this, you wouldn't spend any more money. If they told you right now, August or September 1st, we're going to change the rate and it's going to be 345. We're going to go back to the way it was 20 years ago. Their whole economy would crash in that time because, believe me, nobody go on vacation. Nobody buy a new car. Nobody buy a new pair of shoes over there because they can wait 90 days when their money's worth 10, 20 times more. So they're never going to tell us that. It's not about you and me. You guys got to remember, Iraq doesn't care how much dinar we have, how much money we have. The United States is giving us dollars, not Iraq. It's not going to affect them one way or the other. Last year, when the guy from Parliament came out with this statement, said this was the plan. He explained it to everybody, but it was supposed to happen 4 years ago. Then 2 years ago. Now it's not going to happen. It's clearly said in that, just to pull it back up, you guys need it. It's probably in the form anyway, that a lot of Americans were going to get rich overnight because they have this. So we have seen it in black and white. We just don't know when. But nobody's doing anything. The U.S. is not controlling all the statements coming out of Iraq. Why would they want you to give your money back, burn your money, throw it away, when the U.S. is going to buy oil the next 30 years with the dinars that we have at $2 a barrel? Why would they want you to throw that away? The rates are going to determine what we do. And the worst thing of all, if they still think 90% or better of us will be broke in 2 years anyway. So why would they want you to throw it away? I don't understand.
Okay, those are my questions for today. Have a great day. Wednesday's another day, and I'll turn it over to the next caller. Thank you both.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
281. You're next.
I knew it.
Really?
I heard that bumpity bump, bump, bump going down the road. I knew it.
I know you did not. What in the world? Well, hello. How you doing today, sir?
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm good. And the king? How the king doing back there?
And tabula, sir, to the nth degree.
All right. So I do have a few questions left because you hit on some of them when you opened up. I thought I saw an article this weekend somewhere out there where they were talking about the budget in October. Have you seen anything or read anything associated about the budget?
Absolutely. It came out on Saturday, Sunday. It came out today saying that they're going to have a budget in October. Now, here's the question, though. Does that mean they're going to open up the 22 budget or they're going to file the 23 budget in October like they're supposed
right.
to?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was my question, so I was going to get your opinion on that and what you thought about it. Do you feel that the rate was in the food service law which they have already voted on, and we're still looking for that to be in the Gazette. Do you feel?
I think it is, because that's why our banks and treasurer are saying it's getting ready to happen any minute. Because
mm-hmm.
that's the only way it could be, if it's getting ready to happen any minute. That's the only reason
okay.
CPI would change it, because of that law.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
what my guy and I reckon is. We're going to see it as soon as that happens. So, yeah, I think
okay.
it is, but we'll see.
Okay. That was my question next, is what would make the U.S., especially the Treasury contact, feel so confident that this is done and it's getting ready to happen, when we're seeing all of these other conflicting articles coming out of Iraq that could be just to confuse us, like you said. And my next question was going to be, do you feel like a lot of these negative articles are coming from Maliki's camp? Because I know he has a news media company over there, right? And he could be putting out some of these articles to confuse us. Would that still be going on?
You mean articles about the RV or just articles in general?
In general, you know, like just stuff that's negative, opposite of what we're looking for, I guess, you know?
Oh, okay. So the framework put out statements yesterday, today, about the Iraq economy is getting ready to go through a huge transformation. Future is bright.
Mm-hmm.
They're being very positive. Because now it's on them, and they're going to want to
right.
take credit for it when it happens. So the 100 ministers who signed off to change the rate, majority were from the framework. So they know
mm-hmm.
it's going to happen anyway, so we might as well take credit for it. So,
mm-hmm.
no, I don't see them putting out negative statements about that or about the economy. If anything, they've started putting out more positive statements about how things
mm-hmm.
are going to change, where jobs are going to come. It just wasn't what they wanted. Have wanted in the past. But it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're going to try to take credit for it, especially with
yeah.
our quest.
So what
okay?
do you think
again,
about
there's
the
no
one...
confusing us. You guys got to
okay.
remember there's a difference between what they tell Iraqi citizens and what the rest of the world knows. Rest of the
right.
world be the finance department, CBIs of the other countries involved in the situation, not the citizens of the other country.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
okay.
you've been in it for a long time. But a lot of people here don't know. We are basically the only country whose citizens are involved in the RV. There's other countries.
Yeah.
But nowhere near the numbers that we have. Nowhere near.
Mm-hmm. So what do you feel that the article that came out about the dollar exchange rate will not return to its previous era due to international obligations? What do you feel about that particular article? What
well,
does that mean
I feel,
to you?
Well, it means two things. I mean, it could go either way. But due to international obligations, could simply be what we're waiting for, the agreements that we made, the agreements that other countries made to come in and do business, to build
mm-hmm.
things, to do partnerships. All those are based on that new rate. It could be due to what it said, though, hey, we still owe debt to other countries. We still have bills. And this rate is allowing us to get the money we need to get to pay those bills. We don't care that citizens are starving, 50% of you are broke and living in poverty. We're paying our bills out of this, so we'll have money left. But it all comes down to they do have obligations. That's what the whole Paris Agreement was about, wiping out their debt, everything else, was for them to come out with a new rate. So everybody would benefit.
Well, that's good to explain it, because when you read it, that article, a lot of people were a little skeptical of how it was worded, because they were thinking that they meant it wasn't going to go back to the $3 or, you know, what we are wanting it to come out at, meaning it could probably go back to the $11.90 or whatever it is before they changed it to the $14.60. So that's what I wanted to get your opinion and your thought on that, how you felt.
Okay, well, think about this so everybody can mm-hmm. think about this stuff. The white booth wouldn't work at $11.90 before, right?
Right.
The jobs mm-hmm. would come in. The countries would not come in and invest in Iraq because they didn't see any growth potential because the white people wasn't there. The $11.90 was there,
mm-hmm.
but there were no laws. Everything that had to be put in place, all that came out of the white paper. So if it went back to $11.90,
mm-hmm.
what would be the benefit of everybody rushing in there, building their country at $11.90?
There right.
would be none.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they have
well,
to have a
sense.
New rate. Good.
No, it makes sense. But we also know that a lot of people have been leaving the country because investors, I'm saying, because of their slow process of getting this government together and all this stuff. So that was just a good way to get a better understanding of what you thought, because we know you know a lot more than we do because we're on the outside looking in. You have more contact, so you can better explain it to us, and that's why I asked the question. So,
right.
All right,
now, it's a slow process, not a stopped process. So that's the key point.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we will see what July brings us. Hopefully it will bring
right.
what we're looking for. All right. Thank you. Y'all have a good day. Bye.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. 610, area code, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. And hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing super fantastic. Gentlemen, it is another dynamite day here in the USA and up in the Northeast. We're getting a little liquid sunshine. So the rain is needed. The crops will get a good soaking, and we'll all have water in the reservoirs so we can bathe with, cook with, wash our cars with. So it's all good. It's all good. I'm going to do the long version today.
Wait a minute.
So
wait a minute.
Here we go.
Wait, did you say you guys are taking baths in the Benjo ditch? I mean, in the reservoir? What was that?
There's water in the reservoir, so when we want to take a shower or a bath, we'll have plenty of water to do that with. That's what I mean by that.
Oh. Okay. My bad. All right. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Here we go. Long version. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, ladies and gentlemen, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. Please remember to include your phone number on those checks and money orders. That way it makes it easier for Ray to track the payments as they come in. For all of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to the TNTSuperFantastic.com website, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit card or credit card of your choice. Click on the Click Here instructions. That will then take you to a menu page of payments that you can choose from. Click on the payment that you would like to send in. That will then take you to another page where you'll be asked to type in your email address, your name on the card, and your debit or credit card information. in that block where you type in the name on the card, after you have typed in the name on the card, hit the space bar twice, and in that same block, type in your phone number. Again, that helps Ray track the payments as they come in. So again, to donate electronically, go to the TNT SuperFantastic.com website, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit card or credit card of your choice. Click on the Click Here instructions. That will then take you to a menu page of payments that you can choose from. Click on the payment that you would like to send in. That will then take you to another page where you'll be asked to type in your email address, your name on the card, and your debit or credit card information. In that block where you type in the name on the card, in the name on the card, hit the space bar twice and type in your phone number. Again, that helps Ray track the payments as they come in. After you have typed in your debit or credit card information, at the bottom of the page is that blue send payment key. After you have clicked on that blue send key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, "Thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show." This way you know your payments have gone through successfully. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome.
All right. 352 area code. You are on.
Hello, guys. What's up? What's up?
Greetings.
Hey,
greetings.
How you doing?
Hey, Tony. Back to the budget being that's not going to be presented until October. Now, by the same token, they also said that the food service law is a solution to address any immediate crises. Now, I would assume, in order for that to work, they would have to drop the three zeros. Am I right or wrong?
Well, we assume that the new rate is in the food service law, because that's what we're being told, which means they would drop the three zeros if that is how it happens. That's what everybody's anticipating and working on. The thing with the budget, though, versus the food services law, the food services law is only a portion of the budget. And even today, they're saying it's not enough. Not enough money has been allocated to the ministries that need it. So they really need that budget to come on and finish doing what it needs to do.
Okay. You know, I one other thing. I noticed they've been in a lot of the conversation, they've been using the term international. Okay. So I think is that a hint somehow that eventually this currency is going to do what we expect it to do, I would assume?
They're saying international agreements, international responsibilities. Are you hearing international rates somewhere?
Well, just some of the deals they talk about, you know, like when he went to Saudi Arabia, he mentioned something in that sense. I forgot what it was. He was talking international. I see it in a lot of the conversations, bringing up international. So in order to be international, in order to work international, I would think they couldn't do that at a program rate. Am I right or wrong?
Well, no, I'm agreeing with you. And their currency would have to be worth something, especially with the countries they're dealing with, because all their currencies are worth something. So Iraq is a pivotal point in that region. So everybody's expecting them. They went up 10 ranks in their gold reserve today, which means they got even more money. So, yeah, they can't keep having the same weak currency.
You know what else is confusing? I saw yesterday where the bank decided, to loan the citizens worth 150 million dinars to purchase housing units at an interest of 4%. I mean, how could they do that without a currency being revalued?
Well, they've been doing that for the last year, telling people that it's available to get that, to get those loans based on their jobs and everything else, even at the current rate. So they're going to give them 5 million dinars, right?
No, it said they decided yesterday to grant loans to citizens worth 150 million dinars to purchase housing units, interest rate of 4%.
Okay, so that's $150,000. Because that's what 150 million dinars worth. $150,000 to buy a house at an interest rate of 4%.
So that's per citizen? $150,000 per?
They still have to qualify. It's supposed to come out of their check, their payment. So it's only to citizens who they are making deposits on their cards to. Everybody can't just walk up and get it. You have to already be receiving enough money to make the payment.
Okay. And one other thing, I saw where they was calling Kazemi, and they was talking about holding him accountable for some sort of attack that he didn't defend the country from. Did you see that? And it sounded like they wanted to prosecute him for something that makes no sense.
Well, they're saying that, trying to make him look bad, but they're talking about the fact that Turkey has been bombing parts of Iraq, going after the terrorist groups, the Kurds, who they consider terrorist groups that they've been fighting. Turkey is saying, well, we're doing it because you won't do it. That's all. And we'll tell you, we're not going to let them keep bombing us and you don't do anything about it. So we're going to do it. But certain people in Iraq, of course, their government, that's saying, hey, we're a sovereign nation and you're dropping bombs in our nation. You don't want us to do anything. And they want to know why Al-Kazemi didn't. He went and talked to him. He still didn't do anything about it. Now, he's not doing anything about it because the U.S. doesn't want him to, because they're trying to keep calm until this is over with.
Okay. That makes sense. So could this be one of the reasons why they're talking about they want him to do a second term, perhaps? Part of the reason why?
They don't want him to do a second term because he's Sadar's guy, because he's the U.S. guy, because he's Europe's guy, because he's not their guy.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Yeah. I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
He doesn't agree with Iran. He's not one Iranian puppet.
Okay. Thank you, fellas. I appreciate it.
All right,
okay.
Man. Have a great day.
Yes, sir.
All righty. 206 area code. You're next.
Greetings, Ray. Greetings, Tony. I have
sure.
this one hey,
how
question
you doing?
For you. I'm doing great. I hope you are, too. I just have a frog in my throat today. So if you need a frog, I'd be happy to pass him along to you.
No thanks, but go ahead.
You don't want a pet frog. Okay, well, here's my one simple question. Are of the two U.S. major top five banks that you mentioned, is one of them the Foundation Bank?
I would say both of them in the past have been the Foundation Bank, so yes. Yeah.
Okay. So then that's a pretty dang strong indication.
Well, I want it to be, except They told us last week, like Marjan Lee said, last week the same thing. But somebody can tell them that. And I don't mind them saying, hey, we're doing that. As long as they're not saying, hey, it's all over, we're not doing anything, and we shut it all down. That's the part I don't want to hear. So long as they're still getting prepared, getting people in position, then I'm okay.
And, you know, it kind of makes sense with what you've been saying for, what, 12 years or whatever, that when the end comes, there'll be total confusion. So we should not be all a Twitter about this, I don't think. It's just part and parcel of the political process running down to put the boat in the water. And I'm not saying, I know that stuff works in the world. It certainly is consistent with history. So would you take confidence in that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, brothers, thank you so much for taking my call. Have an awesome day, and we'll look forward to Wednesday.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Sure, welcome. See ya.
All righty. 757, area code, you are on. Okay, 972 area code. You all.
Hey, fellas, Danny in Dallas.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Before you tell me you can't hear me, I'm gonna go ahead and my phone thing here. Yes, thank you for all the good news. And Ray, happy anniversary.
Yes, sir.
A little late. Mine was 51 years yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. I've found out that the mileage comes if you keep years are.
Wait, you cut out. Danny said mileage comes if you what?
If you keep your mouth shut. So just my practice. I'm the boss around the house. That's what she tells me. But nobody else sees that. Anyway, thank you for the good news today. I wondered. I don't remember you saying that you knew for sure that the food thing had actually been implemented. I think last time on Friday you weren't sure about it.
I don't know anything for sure. How about that? Listen, what I can tell you is Iraq has put out statements saying that it was implemented the day it votes. And they started setting it up and acting like it was law, which is directing where money should go, who should get it at. They just haven't actually given it to them yet. And that's what they're waiting for, the final piece.
See you later. I was
okay.
Jazzed when you said that the banks were telling you it's anytime this week. Those are all good news. Now, I think I've heard that a few times, but I'm still excited each time it happens. So there you go. That's all
me
I got,
too.
Phillips. Yeah.
All right. Got, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Have a great week. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye. 770, Eric.
Things with you.
770, you're on.
Hey, this is one of the things right here. This is the bathroom one in down. Over, no, it's right here.
Okay, he's doing something now.
360, you're on.
That's me.
Hey, that's you.
Hey, gosh, good morning. I made unbelievable. Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt.
Yeah, what are you doing so far down at the bottom?
I was up at the top earlier. And then had a momentary emergency, and so I had to get off the call, and I called back in basically just to hear what, you know, you were. I didn't think I'd have a chance to ask you any questions, but I'm certainly grateful for the opportunity, Drew. I heard your intro and all of that, and I guess the perplexities that I feel are completely put to rest with the part you said about, hey, we can't control it. So if and when it happens, that's when it happens, and that's what we got. And it'd be different if we had a say in it, but we don't. We're the benefactors, not the grantors. So, and Tony, I appreciated that comment a lot, because there's no nothing good comes out of having your guts in the knot when it comes to why this hasn't happened or why this or why that.
So, I agree.
I mean, that's the putting on a, you know, your big boy pants when you don't really want to, because it's more fun to be the other way, or it's more satisfying, or whatever it is. The idea that we have to face that fact, and like you said, I've thought about this myself, and I mean, Tony, you've met me. I'm in the prime of my life, but that's kind of a joke. But I'm sitting here thinking to myself, maybe this is for my grandkids or kids that I'll never know, and I may not even get credit for it, but it doesn't make any difference. It still will be a benefit that I'll make darn sure I have it nailed down before they do nail me down into a box and put me in the ground. What's going to happen? And so I think that, like you said, there's always something to plan for it. And I know that there should be a question in there somewhere, but I think most of those questions have to be answered by ourselves. And am I doing the most effective things I can be doing while I wait? And putting everything off, well, I'll take care of this for later. If you haven't asked, you're preparing to fail instead of failing to prepare. Pure and simple. I don't know who said that. Somebody I know.
But Walt, let me tell you how I solved that other problem of getting credit for it. They need to know I sacrificed for this. Blood, sweat, and tears. Or to make it happen. So, in my will, in my trust, in my guidelines, just for you, I'm putting nobody gets a dime unless my picture is hanging up on their living room wall. So they know where it came from. Okay?
God, Tony, you've seen me. That's a quest. It's not quite like hanging a picture of a ward on the wall, but it's a couple steps above that, I guess. But that's a good idea. I'll take that to heart. That way they'll have to probably take a picture of me in my coffin.
Oh.
Here he is. Oh, my God. Anyway, that's all I got. It's just to try to find some sanity when it appears like things aren't sane. And you'll find that, and you'll be better off. That's all I got, and I'll listen to the calls that I missed. I had to get off right when Mahjong Lady was on, so that's my apologies for and my appreciation for you taking my call, Ray, because you must have seen me come back on.
Anytime.
So I appreciate it very much.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay, gentlemen, keep it up.
Alrighty. All right. Take care.
You bet.
770, you ready this time?
Yes, sorry about that. Bear with me. I have a little cold. So, hey, gentlemen, I appreciate everything that you all do, as I'm sure most everybody should. I called a couple months ago, and because of all the stress everybody was feeling, people I knew about the payments and taking care of the money, and I offered to, even though I'm not wealthy yet, hope to be in a week or so, I offered to pay the entire bill, but you gentlemen had your reasons why, and you've all stated many times, and which I understood that you wanted people to contribute. My question is this, just out of curiosity, because I listened to G-Man very diligently, and he says, you know, we're making our payments to keep the super highway, information highway on the air. I always assumed that the bills were being paid for by the few of us, the smaller minority of folks. Otherwise, we wouldn't continue to be able to hear you, because you all said you were never going to pay the bills. So therefore, what does happen to the money if there is more money than the cost of the bills every month? Where does that go?
Well, where do you want it to go? Where do you think it should go?
Well, I don't know. I was told that it was supposed to go to pay the bills, and I just didn't know if it was going to charities, if it was going for other stuff. I don't know. I don't have the answer. I just have the question.
Okay. The question is, it goes to pay the bills.
I don't have an opinion.
Any bills that we have to pay, that's where it goes to pay the bills so we can be here to do that.
Right.
So G-Man does this call every day. He did it a few minutes ago, and I can tell you, because I'm looking at it, two people donated. Two.
Gotcha. Right. No, I was just wondering if there is an excess, does it roll over to the next month's bills?
It all rolls over if we have it, because the bills keep getting paid, the clicks keep getting made, and sometimes, just like today, when we don't get 100 people, and I say I got to do a call anyway, because some crazy mess happened this weekend.
Right, and I appreciate that. I just thought, well, maybe if there were excess funds, maybe there's something that we can do for the people that are downtrodden in our TNT family. If we were able to get, you know, X plus one, if X is paying the bills, X plus one can maybe help the people in our community of TNT. So that's what I was just wondering. Now I'm assuming that you all are pretty much on a break-even point basis, a BEP basis.
Yeah, great thought, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
All
have
right,
a good
sir.
One. Take care.
All right.
All righty. All right. We got everyone, even the ones that fell off and came back on. We got you all in. Everybody got their 2 cents in. Let's go.
Okay, yeah. And listen, because I know G-Man is still here. Because that was nothing against G-Man. He does it right every time, says it right, explains it right. Just two people donated. So just, I looked at it, and I wasn't even going to say anything, but it is what it is.
Right.
All right, guys. Besides that, it was an informative weekend. I know there's a lot of confusion. Everybody's not going to be positive every time. Iraq's never going to tell us 2-3 hours, especially not 2-3 days or months in advance when this is going to happen. So people who are looking for that, you're looking for the wrong thing. We just have to gather the information as much as we can, put the pieces together, and make sense of it ourselves, and then look to our side. People in Iraq are never going to know what our banks are doing. Are telling us, what our treasury is telling us, what our numbers are doing. They're not even going to know about meetings that are taking place in their parliament that we actually have people involved in, or agreements or anything else. Kind of. They know what most Americans know, what they see on TV, or what they read in the newspaper, and 50% of that is BS anyway. So again, don't get overly excited. But don't get upset either, because it's just a different perspective when you do see it. That's all. But know that it's ever over and done with. And we know it's not going to be for another 2-3 years. The banks will stop meeting. They're not going to keep paying people to show up, be on standby. They're not even going to set up a call center, exchange center, when it's going to be 2-3 years from now. And I do know the Treasury would tell them that. They would tell them right now, it's an ongoing process, just be ready. If it's for sure not going to be another 3 years, they'll say, go do what you're doing. We'll come back 2.5 years, and we'll get it started again. That's not happening. So we're good. Know that. We're in the right place at the right time. So with that, if something does break, we'll text it out. We'll send out a tweet, put it in the form. We'll let you know. In the meantime, in between time, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. and share the Super Fantastic. I see that guy's trying to give me his frog. So this will come in. All right. Enjoy your day. All right, Ray.
Okay, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us for this marvelous Monday. We'll see what happens between now and Hump Day Wednesday. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Somebody.
Oh, you gotta believe.
They have to bow down.
Your time, what you say, encourage somebody.
remember anything else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You made it through it.
About your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. To return to this session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here.